Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a regularly scheduled meeting for the Public Safety Transportation Committee for Wednesday, June 19th, 2013. Present is Alderman Johnson, Alderman Swiston, Alderman Schwartz, Alderman Fuller, Committee Clerk Danielle Delaney, and myself, Alderman Cipone. First item of this evening, 226-13, is honor the mayor requesting authorization to transfer the sum of $200,000 from fire rescue salaries to a capital account for the fire department. Chief, you want to join us? We're joined by Assistant Chief Chagnon. Welcome.
This is a request to transfer $200,000 into a capital account to purchase a cascade system truck for the fire department. The money's coming from the payroll account, but it's coming from money that hasn't been used by terminated employees or people that are retired.
And just to get the committee a little familiar with Cascade, can you tell them like it's from the top?
Okay, Cascade system is a truck that we use. It's to provide air for our air bottles, and this is a mobile truck, so it'll be on site at fires. And we have one currently at Station 3. But this is a mobile system which will make things much more efficient, and it'll save us a lot of time, and it'll keep the trucks in service longer. In other words, we have a fire and they use all the bottles, they can fill them on site and return to the stations in service rather than have to go back to the stations in real quick. So if something happens in the meantime, they're available.
Okay. Any questions? Alderman Fuller?
So this is going into a reserve account.
It says equipment. Yes, it says a capital account.
So it's not actually being spent on this equipment yet?
We have to order the truck. We haven't ordered the truck. We're just looking for permission to be able to negotiate that.
The heavy duty.
Yes.
Rescue truck. And
No, this is the heavy duty rescue truck.
This is the mobile cascade system for air.
Totally separate.
And what does one of those cost?
This will cost this is $189,000 for the truck itself, and it's another $5,000 for shelving that we're gonna install on the truck, and then there's a little bit of money that will be needed for lettering and that kind of thing.
I'm just not used to it going into a reserve rather than directly into the piece of equipment.
We can take it up in finance. This Morris is just to give the okay to get
To get the equipment.
Yeah. Right.
We don't do the fine. We don't do numbers here.
And was this piece of equipment on the CIP?
No.
It was a new piece of equipment that I haven't heard about before. I'm just wondering why it's trumping
what's on the CIP.
What's already on the CIP?
The CIP, you mean in terms of the heavy duty rescue truck?
Right.
Because the chief has got a separate fund going for that. We're trying to collect enough money to buy it. This is something that we looked into doing earlier in the year, and we were originally thinking of converting the ERU, and we did an analysis on it, and we discovered that it would just be too expensive. The truck's not heavy enough. It's a gasoline instead of a diesel. It's not powerful enough. It's a 20-year-old truck that's really has a very limited lifespan left to it. So it was, I don't remember the exact figures, but it was shockingly high as opposed to buying a new truck. This is what the new truck is going to look like. It's actually a Ford F-550, which is a standard truck that you buy from a dealer. And then it has a specialty cab put on the back that suits our purposes. So when we have a fire or an incident, it would go with this. It also could serve as a mobile lighting plant. It has a generator on it, so if we have other issues, storm issues, that kind of thing, we can use it as a lighting plant. It could also be utilized for pumping and when we have bad weather, during storms and that kind of thing.
He's talking about basements and stuff.
it has more than one function. We can use it for a few different things, but its primary function is to fill the bottles.
Right. I guess my only suggestion would be in the minutes that end up going to finance, if we can put the CPI items for the fire department, not building stuff. CIP, sorry. Consumer price index, or the, just in, just so that we can see if there was anything else non-building related for fire that was also on the list. I'm happy to approve it.
Just out of curiosity, given that, you know, a reason that it's before this committee is to discuss the need for the truck, how come that's not in the, like, the docket item only talks about the transfer of money and doesn't talk about what it's for? Don't we usually see, like, the fire department is requesting such and such equipment and is asking money to go?
No, because the mayor's the one that actually does the requesting. Yeah. They ask the man, and the man makes a request to us.
The mayor, this is a letter from the mayor.
No, this is usually the way it's worded all. It's just in mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And the name of the equipment is nowhere in the docket. The docket is more.
Well, that's up to, you know, because what he's asking for is the money, and the way our process works is the substantive committee, which is us, because it's PS&T,
right,
tries to understand the need. So.
Right. But we don't.
But there's not a separate item for that.
No. I don't mean a separate item. No. I was just expecting the name of the equipment on it. That's all.
Sometimes you
just
get
look
it
at the back page. It'll describe it.
Yeah.
I understand, but I'm just thinking because, you know, most people browse docket item names before they look in. It's just not obvious to me that, you know, if you were looking for the item that was talking about this Cascade truck, that you would find it based on the name. The way this docket item, but that's okay. I understand. That was just my question.
Okay. We're joined by Alderman Hani. Welcome.
Can I ask a personal favor for 1 minute, please? Well, I see some young people here. Are you a student? Something for school?
No, Boy Scouts.
Boy Scouts. And what are you? Is this part of a badge?
Yes.
And you get to come see us?
Lucky you.
Would you like to introduce yourself? Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm Cameron Riley, and I'm Freddie Wilson.
And what badge are you going to get besides Badge of Honor?
Citizenship in the community. Yeah, Citizenship in the community, and also a little bit of communications as well.
And what place is this?
3355 West Newton.
Awesome. Great. May we have that in the report?
Welcome. Very nice to meet you.
Award. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Alderman Schwartz.
I just had a couple questions. Just curious again, I'm supportive of this. I just was wondering if Assistant Chief could tell us a little bit more about kind of the Cascade trucks that do other communities around us use this kind of mobile unit?
Boston has them, Cambridge has them, okay. What we've done in the past is we've relied on mutual aid to help us out at fires. Western Fire Department used to have one. It is no longer functional, and I'm not sure if they're going to repair it. It was an older truck. Waltham relies on their, Waltham used to provide us with a truck also. They rely on their auxiliary, and they're having trouble manning the truck. So it's hit or miss with them. Sometimes we can get their help, sometimes we can't.
So that's the reason why it's kind of risen as a priority that we don't have the access to those additional trucks any longer?
Well, that's just part of a bigger picture. The real problem is that, I mean, not the problem, the solution to some of our problems is having the truck. It will make us more efficient. It'll get us back in service quicker. It's just, you know, overall, as far as public safety goes, it's a plus.
Sure. And then how many fires would you say we have men using the bottles?
Firefighters.
That's how it
does. How many firefighters?
Using the bottle. Like, is it 10 fires a week that they require the
No, we don't have 10 fires a week generally. And most of the great majority, thankfully, of fires we have are on a smaller scale. But when we do have extended events, we go through all our bottles. We have 108 bottles in the city. And every ladder truck carries 10, every engine truck carries 8, and there's currently 30 bottles on the ERU, okay? This truck would be capable of carrying a minimum of 60 bottles. So we could conceivably, between what we have on our pieces and what we have, we could have the entire department stock on that truck. And as they're used, what happens is they'll come out and they'll tear the bottles off the truck and replace them and they'll throw them on the ground and they can be refurbed right there on the spot. And then before they leave, they'll be assured of having full bottles and they'll be in service when they go. The way it is now, they have to go back to Station 3 out of service. In the meantime, we have to hold mutual aid in place and they're, you know, leaving their city short to help us.
So we have a cap.
So, in the whole picture, it's just more efficient.
Yeah, no, that helps to know the details. Thank you. Okay. And then I guess speaking to Alderman Swiston's point, would there be openness to a friendly amendment just putting this as the reason for the item, is there any objection to that? That's why we're talking about this, as for this purpose, why not?
I can amend it.
Do you object to that?
Well, you were amending a docket item, so you might want to make it a forens too?
No, I'm just clarifying this.
You can't. Just put it in the report.
I don't understand. Can't we amend?
No, can't amend the docket item. You'd have to do a forens too.
Yeah.
And the mayor would have to consent because
he's talking. That's right.
So we'll just put it in the report, but I think that it's a reasonable request, I think, to clarify what we're voting on.
I mean, normally, if anybody's ever looking for this stuff, they can't get backup material. If anybody was to ask any questions, they were looking for it. I mean, I know it may be more convenient to have it there so they don't have to ask, but I mean, the information is there.
You
can see for yourself.
No, no, I know it's going to be attached to our report. And, you know, I've searched the website. I've been able to find stuff. I just wanted to...
You could search the website?
...to address that concern. Yeah.
You were able to do that?
Yeah.
You did.
I'm going to take questions from you.
Well, then you ought to come give us a report.
Yeah. Put it in Cypress Center and you'll find a lot on the...
But are you finding what you want?
And
I'll
tell you that much.
There you go.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you.
Sure. Alderman Fuller, you moved approval of this, didn't you?
I'm happy, so yes.
Okay. Any further questions? All those in favor, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in favor, none opposed. No abstentions. Chief, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate your time.
I got a splinter from the chair.
Oh, no.
Okay. These other two should be fairly quick, folks. 337-12, Alderman Linsky, Ciccone, Albright, and Johnson, requesting authorization for the installation of bicycle corral adjacent to 321 Walnut Street, Newtonville. It has been held twice in the past, but I can tell you this. I've spoken with Alderman Linsky, and he knows that that bike corral is going to Newton Center. So when the next one comes in, we've already voted on the installation of a bike corral there. It's just when and where, what have you. So he said he would be more than happy to let this go NAN, and then when another bike corral comes up, he will redock it something.
This one is the one right in front of the where we removed a parking spot, right?
But there isn't going to be one, if I understood the chair correctly.
No, he says they...
There's not one available.
There's not one at the present time.
Oh.
It's going to Newton Center.
Oh. This is being NAN. Cool. All right. That's a bummer. Okay.
We only have one.
Yeah, you know? That's fine.
Any questions?
No, I mean, just...
I get to be Marcia Johnson?
That's yeah. you know, I just think the whole bicycling in Newtonville Square is worth your life anyway until we do something of reconfiguring sidewalks and streets or whatever. I mean, I would bike.
Yeah.
I know. So I just, you know, I encourage bicycling, but I just don't know that Newtonville is
I
really...
I encourage safe bicycling.
Exactly. But it's too congested right now. Anyway, I'm not sure that it would have worked there.
All right. Well, can I have a motion?
So moved.
Motion.
NAN.
Motion for NAN. Any further discussion? All those in favor? 6-0. Thank you. Okay, and the last item for this evening, 68-12, Ward 2 Alderman filing an appeal from TC 29-12 A and B, which requests the removal of heated parking spaces on Walnut Street across from Washington Park and Madison Avenue, approved by the Traffic Council on July 26, 2012. The park that was held, the Walnut Street across from Washington Park, from what I've been told through conversation with Alderman Linsky, that he has been assured that the parking will be restored once all the construction is back. From once all the construction is done there, because they're doing a bump out or something there, right by the library. Am I right with that?
Yes. Mr. Haley?
That's correct.
Since he's here.
I'm sorry, Transportation Director, Mr. Haley, as well as the Transportation Planner,
right.
David Gozer.
Currently, we are developing preliminary plans to
reconfigure Walnut Street through Newtonville, and that would involve adjusting the geometry of the curb and sidewalks, dealing with that median strip, dealing with parking as well. So we'd probably include bump outs. Bump outs is exactly where these spots are that were on a temporary basis. And I'm pretty confident that we'll be able to recover at least those two throughout that report. And so the spot that's on that corner is being removed, it's a year from now it'll be recovered.
So we'll have at least seven, and most likely more than that.
Absolutely.
That's great.
And this is the one by the crosswalk, right?
That's correct.
Alderman Folt?
So I just want to clarify. So if we're voting tonight to remove meter 266 on a permanent basis for the meeting tonight, this time.
Until
it reappears in a different location.
Focus, focus.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Alderman Johnson?
She's not.
No. Okay. Okay.
So again, to clarify, so voting yes on this would be...
We would actually, this was held, so if we vote, I gotta read this over again.
The appeal thing. Well, it's appeal denied.
So it's gonna be appeal denied.
The appeal would be denied.
Because that's the same thing as moved to death.
Okay, so your motion is for denial? Okay. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor of denial, please.
As long as it ain't just a river age of...
6-0. And just so for the record, can we recognize that Sergeant Babcock is present?
Yeah. Actually, maybe because we have Sergeant Babcock. Mr. Paley proposes we could talk for a few minutes and meet about my...
You?
Which one?
You wanted the discussion in.
There's so many wooden crafts.
Oh, yes.
Daniel,
I'm going to do something about this chair because I just got another sponge on my other.
Two?
Yes, but if you rub, if you go, it will stop.
Matching
sponge. I want someone else. I didn't, but.
I'll move adjournment.
Vice Chairman moves adjournment. Any further? Oh, it's been seconded.
Oh, there we go.
Can we get a third? We have adjourned at 8:15.
If you need to.